In a strip mall on Rogers Avenue sits an empty Circuit City building. But inside, there are signs that it will not remain empty for long. Construction has begun on what, come mid-February, will be the movie lounge. Dwight Curry and his sister, Lynn Curry Weidman, have long been in the lodging business. Originally from Fort Smith, they decided it was time to do something different in their hometown. Bringing something truly unique to the city, they are hoping to fill a niche with their upscale entertainment house. From an office inside the construction zone, Movie Lounge General Manager Greg Fernholz says the venture is difficult to describe.
You can't compare it, so I can't say this is like this that a lot of people have seen. It's fairly groundbreaking. It's not totally new. It's happening in cities. The major theater companies are taking a hard look at this for the same reasons. And this isn't. And although this is somewhat new, it's also very successful in a lot of markets. So,
Fernholz says that they have traveled to many like venues across the nation. Movie houses that also serve restaurant-quality food and beverages, and with a distinctive twist to the films they show. While there isn't a clear-cut model on how to build a business of this nature, Curry, Weidman, and Fernholz have taken the best of the best from what they've seen to create something that will be an asset to the area and to the state, as there is nothing like the movie lounge in all of Arkansas. Owner Lynn Curry Weidman says that they are taking a different approach to the business.
What we've seen is most of them are more theaters that are trying to get into the restaurant business and add that to it. And we're going about it from the opposite direction, so we feel like it'll be a little step above.
Going about it from the food side, ads were placed in national publications. Chef Will Greenwood responded to that ad. He has cooked for both President Bushes, and you may have seen him on shows like Good Morning America. Greenwood says the ad was interesting and elicited his response.
Probably did it more out of just curiosity, but once I got involved in it and saw the potential and certainly got to meet everybody, I think the excitement level certainly rose quite a bit. So, it was kind of an amazing situation because I never thought I'd come back to an area that I was born in.
Originally from eastern Oklahoma, Greenwood says that he was fortunate to mature during the so-called culinary explosion. He has also served as executive chef at such places as the Jefferson Hotel in D.C. and the Sunset Grill in Nashville. Few chefs of this caliber are working in the Fort Smith area. Bringing something fresh to the palates of the residents while remaining familiar is a goal of Greenwood's.
Food that's contemporary in feel but not so far into an explosion of culinary terms that people don't know what it is. I want to have food that feels familiar when you're ordering it and also when you're tasting it, but still at the same time, presentation-wise, is very stunning, and hopefully taste sensations are a little bit different. If I was to make an apple pie, I would try to make something totally different, maybe an apple tart with a cheddar cheese crust and cinnamon ice cream, and try to take it into a whole new level of apple pie. So you know what apple pie is, but you're not going to have ever experienced my taste sensations of apple pie. It's really trying to take flavor profiles that are very familiar, but then take it to something where they can't get it anywhere else in the vicinity. So I don't want anybody to ever come here and say, I had this dish down at so-and-so. It's going to be a whole new experience.
Greenwood has not decided on a clear-cut definition for this culinary style, but says it is somewhere between contemporary and familiar food with a twist. The Movie Lounge General Manager, Greg Fernholz, says they wish to offer limitless possibilities to their patrons.
What we're hoping to accomplish is that it's not limited to one thing, meaning some of these movie lounges or movie theaters that have what entailed an experience where you had a set meal or a certain type of dinner and film, and it was at a given price, and people went there on occasions when they can afford that. So the theaters, you can buy your theater ticket and have traditional popcorn and a soda and some candy brought to your table through quarter. Or you can have versions of the menu, and it's similar to what's in the dining room, but due to the constraints of lighting inside a theater, and we don't want a lot of waiters going in and out and disrupt people, it's somewhat small sizes of things in the that are found in the restaurant. So if there's steak items in the restaurant, perhaps it'll be kebabs and that kind of steak, you know, things that you could eat in the dark a little bit better.
Housed in a former Circuit City, the 24,000-square-foot building has ample space for a full-size restaurant, complete with exhibition kitchen, full bar, and a stage. Though not much more than an empty room now, evidence can be seen on the walls of one of the three theaters, in the form of lines drawn like stair steps, what will soon be rows of seats. And about those seats? Not your typical theater chairs.
It would look somewhat like smaller recliner, about that size, meaning that they're in pairs, they're high-backed, they recline a bit with the pressure of your body because we don't want people reclining fully back into the row that's behind them. On your arm is a swing-out table, somewhat like you see on some airplanes, but much larger. So it would flip out and over, and it's about 11 by 17 inches, and it includes a drink holder to it also. So there's ample room to put food. There's not the type of room, and this is where the menu comes into place, to put several courses, like a steak, a salad, and soup. It would be difficult, first of all, in the dark to manage that.
But what will viewers be watching from their plush recliners? Back in the office, Fernholz says the answer is not that simple.
The entertainment part is very, very complex, and I believe we'll have alternate content, which now is things that are still by major studios with well-known actors. They're just films that are not always seen on the your big screen, 15 screen theaters, we don't intend to compete with those. Those are, you know, for a whole different market, action films and other things like that. We're with our 85 seats and our approach to wine. You know, people come and have a meal, have a cocktail, things, and while still seeing a good movie. We're not in this to compete against the giant Hollywood theaters.
He says they will show some slightly current blockbusters, perhaps a month or so after they have hit the mainstream theaters. Films shown will also include independent, foreign, nostalgic, and themed, say Christmas movies around the holidays. And silent films will be played in the restaurant when a band is not present. The movie lounge will also offer space for events, from an intimate birthday party to a large-sized corporate event. More information can be found on the web at movieloungefsm.com.